Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
And on Explained Well this afternoon, we're talking about the new public protector and the search for this person. Hoe gaan dit daai kant?
Ek dink nie almal is gelukkig met die persoon wat voorgestel is nie. Ons het nou ook 'n verklaring gekry van die EFF. They also say they're rejecting this person. And not for the people they're saying, but they say this is more to do with the integrity of the institution.
So, Koleka Taleka is the person who's been recommended, seemingly. This needs to go before Parliament now and there'll be a vote and so on. And it seems the broad split is that the ANC and the IFP are keen.
Yeah, seven of them, yeah.
And then the DA and the EFF are not.
And Freedom Front Plus also.
And now that work, okay. Yes.
So, we heard in the news, we heard a soundbite there from Glenys Breitenbach that said the capacity that Koleka Taleka has in terms of her understanding of the law is not suitable or not fit for this position. But surely she's been through a number of rigorous interviews to even make it this far on the list. So hoe kan hulle nou dit sê as die vrou nou deur die proses is so 60% van die way?
Maar jy moet ook onthou, ek weet nie of jy die onderhoude gesien het wat hulle gevoer het met hierdie kandidaate nie, en van hulle kon nie regtig, they didn't have the gravitas, they couldn't stood the test of time. Even, I know on her case, it was something about case law, and they said she's lacking, you know. I know she's been acting since...
Yeah.
Makwabane has been suspended.
I mean, she was the deputy public protector.
And she was the deputy as well.
So, like, if you are the deputy to that job, surely you should know enough about that job that if you interview for it, people are not going to go, you don't know what your boss does for a living.
Yeah.
Maak jy vir my sin nie.
Maar, weet jy wat, ek dink die legacy, en ek sê nie dit is wat gebeur nie, maar ek dink die legacy oor dat sy onder... Busisiwe Mkwebane was en Busisiwe Mkwebane se toepassing van die wet en hoe sy dit verstaan het, left a lot to be desired.
She's
so now they're judging her by the person that she was deputy to, and I'm not 100% sure if you can, just because your boss did not so well, now when you want to also come to the job, they're going to assume that you're not also going to be up for it, right?
But the other thing is also, you guys must remember, she was the one that have said that Cyril didn't do anything wrong with Palapala. And DA and the EFF and them are not happy with that, eh?
Pris, I was about to talk about this exact point.
Mm.
So the arguments from the DA and the EFF both have come through in various ways, and a bunch of people have said things. And basically it boils down to, she found in favor of Cyril for Palapala, thus, she can't get the job because that's a quid pro quo. You find me innocent on this report, I'll make sure you get this gig. Now, what must happen? The report came before her while she was acting public protector. This is her job.
Yeah.
Is it a case of, like, if she found against Cyril, she'd be fine for the position?
Dan gaan niemand enige iets hê om te sê nie.
That's a reverse quid pro quo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe the ANC would then say, hey, now you found Cyril guilty on this, and then they would say, no, you're not suitable for this position, you know? And I think it was the EFF on Sunday, Julius Malema said that this must not be something about politics, but...
It's always politics.
It just looks like politics. It smells like politics.
Yep.
Absolutely, it always is. I'm reading an article here that Werner Oorn van die Vryheids... Officer van die DA, he said she was being evasive when she was asked about her time in the NPA, and she was also an advisor to the former Minister of Home Affairs, Malusi Gigaba.
Yeah, she was a special advisor there for a while as well. Listen, there's a lot that goes into these things, obviously. And there's a lot of politics. As much as the politicians will tell you this isn't about politics, this is only about politics. This is the enigste ding wat hier aan die gang is.
Yes.
And it's going to be curious to see whether this person is going to... I assume they'll get the support they need in Parliament to be appointed.
Yes.
But you know what? This is always going to be a contentious position because it was one of the highest offices in the land. And you really do need to be above repute. Like, you really do... Jou goeie moet in die lyn wees. Andersins gaan mense begin krap en krap en krap. And if they find things that don't fit in what they want you to be, then they're going to... aan gaan al daai goed ontbloot en vir jou maak asof jy onbekwaam is, al is jy nie.
Yeah.
Ek sê nie dis wat nou gebeur nie, but politicking, politicking, politicking.
I get you.
The good thing about this, if she gets it, She is the youngest.
Yes.
And she is a woman. It would be good in that sense, you know. But not that somebody should get it on gender or because she's younger.
Youth,
yeah. But if she got it, and like you said, she did it for 3 years already, so why not?
Precis. That's my point at the end of the day. And surely, all we want in South Africa as people is for good people to be put into important positions. And the fact that doesn't matter which list appears before this bunch of politicians from all the parties who sit there and bicker over this, they can all find an issue with something. Surely there is someone that all of us can go, yep, that's a solid person. We'll put them into place.
In South Africa.
Just like now we have to deal with all of this back and forth nonsense. Can we just put the right people in? So if Koleka Koleka does get in, fingers crossed she's going to be completely above board and focused and doing her job.
Impartial.
Yeah. Yes. Very unlike Busisi Mkhwebane, who I cannot, you know, I'm so glad has been suspended. It's a complete disaster from
done.
Start to finish.
October, it's done.
I cannot wait. I'm going to crack a bottle of champagne on that day. What a terrible public.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.